Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is Abroad and Abound, What Traveling Can Do for Your Game. I'm your host, James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. Joining me is my hostess with a mostess, TripleORelationships.com female expert, Amy Waterman. So, Aim, as you know, I'm really excited about today's lesson. Do you know why?
Because you love to travel as much as I do.
Yes, I do. And traveling is just one of my absolute favorite topics. This is going to be my favorite lesson, no question. Travel is just amazing. It is single-handedly one of the best ways of broadening your horizons. And I'm not just talking about with girls. I'm talking about with everything. You know how important it is to have a life purpose, a passion. So today, I'm going to discuss with you my passion, traveling, and what it can do for your game. Ames, I know you'll agree. A guy who has traveled has instant cred with the girls.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, part of it, too, is since I've traveled, I look for a guy who's done more than I have. Mm. And if he's been around the world, just could you imagine a guy, you're just chatting away, go on a date, and he says, oh, yes, he says, when I was in Paris last year. Oh, he was in Paris. Oh, I want to know more. Tell me more. Can you take me to your house to show me your travel photos?
Yeah.
This has happened in the past.
Yes, it has. Yeah. I mean, what an easy invitation. Oh, yeah, I'll show you my photos. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that.
No.
I mean, that's right. Girls just love a good story. They love to think that their man is experienced, cultured, and adventurous. Well, come on. I mean, what makes for more experience, more culture, and more adventure than rattling off a few countries you've been to?
But we're not talking about like Contiki package tours
no,
here.
No, we're not.
We're talking about real travel.
Real. I mean, yeah. Like I roughed it up myself up to Machu Picchu,
Right. If there's a big backpack and some dirty hiking boots involved, even better.
The dirtier, the better, right?
Yes, and foreign languages. We like you to have been to a country that didn't speak English.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice.
Muy bien. I mean, think about it. She lives in New Jersey? Well, you've been to New Zealand. She likes Italian food? Well, you've eaten fine food in Italy. And she's been to 15 countries. This is what comes back to what you said, Amy. You've been to 30. I mean, if you can outdo her, that's pretty excellent.
Oh.
You can see where having a nice international resume on your belt will make you look so much more attractive. That, my friends, is definitely a winner's game. You're listening to How to Be Irresistible to Women, part of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. Now it's your turn. Okay, so talking about your travel experiences to a bunch of girls at the bar or at a party is great. But there's another benefit to traveling, meeting girls abroad. Ames, I know with the females you talk to, you've talked about how attractive a guy with an accent is. But this works both ways, doesn't it?
It does, definitely. And the great thing, too, is when I travel, I'm the sexy woman with the accent.
Feels pretty good.
It does. And if you speak a foreign language, too, one of the things that I've noticed is a lot of people feel silly trying their French on someone, trying their Spanish on a native. But you know what? You know how sexy it is when somebody who, like a Frenchman, speaks English? Well, when you're speaking French, you've got the sexy American accent over your French.
It's almost
amazing.
It's almost good to not be, completely fluent.
Exactly.
I mean, a French guy who sounds like an American is not so attractive, is he?
No, but oh my goodness, if you go to a bar and you hear this guy speaking in this very thick accent, trying to stumble in a little bit over his words, I mean, your heart just goes, well, my heart goes pitter-patter. I'm sure your heart doesn't, but...
not for that guy, no, but maybe for the woman, yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So, I mean, and I think you'll agree, like you were saying, even if you're stumbling, like, I know especially in Latin American countries, they love just the fact that you're trying, even if all you know is gracias and muy bien.
And tequila.
Tequila and margarita.
Exactly.
Just the fact that you're trying, it will just send your stock soaring.
Exactly. But I just want to do one caveat here. You do have to be careful when you're traveling some places because at least I'm a woman, so maybe it's more pertinent to me, but you can be taken advantage of. I know in Latin America, there's girls and guys will go to bars hoping to pick up a white person to get back to the States. And that obviously doesn't happen everywhere, but you do need to be a bit cautious.
There are many caveats with traveling, so make sure you're well prepared. Finally, let's talk about something you may or may not have considered, living in another country. So clearly this isn't for everyone, and that's okay. It takes a lot of sacrifice, leaving your job, leaving your friends, leaving your country. But there are many benefits as well, as I'm sure Amy can tell our listeners.
Yeah, I've lived in quite a few different countries, and I think that's why I've never, ever had any problems meeting men. I've always been the exotic traveler. And the great thing, too, is when you do live abroad, when you come back to your own country, I mean, we're talking about just live abroad for a semester, do a semester overseas. When you come back, you'll have picked up a little bit of the accent. If it was in an English-speaking country, you'll still have different words you'll say. You will carry that air of the foreign country back to America with you. And even Americans will find you're just a little bit different from them because you've got that flavor now of the exotic.
Yeah. And don't forget there are foreign travelers who come to America. So you'll win-win. You'll win with the Native Americans and with the travelers coming to America. They'll both be equally impressed. It's just win-win. This concludes today's edition of OOORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. OOORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, OOORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.